Broadcasting from Florida Tech, this is WFIT Melbourne, 89.5 FM. And I would like to welcome Thomas Wynn and the Believers.
Still I know where I sit. I'm withered and split, bound up like a fist, cut down like a tree, every branch in a twist. And I owe it to you, let you take me where the heart is the sun, and we can find. Who's to blame? I can't find no way to live without this shame. Broken on the inside, but who knows how to change? And I owe it to you, let you take me where the heart is the sun, and we can find us one. And I owe it to you, let you take me where the heart is the sun, and we can find it's one. Yes, I owe it to you. So let you take me where the heart is the sun, if we can find us one, if we can find us
Yeah, that's Thomas Wynn and the Believers in our performance studio today, all the way from Orlando, Florida, rocking out. They have just released a brand new CD called Wade Waist Deep. Gentlemen and ladies, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you. Yeah. We're having some technical difficulties over here.
Already, and we just started.
We moved something.
We all blew right, something off enough. The shelf already. So... you have just released the new CD. How's it going?
Well, we're happy with it.
We are. It's awesome.
Yeah. Hope you are too.
We've had some we've had some good reviews and what do they call it? Acceptance of it.
There you go. And this is your first one on this record company, Mascot, right?
That's correct. Yeah.
Yeah. You put out several ones earlier on your own.
We've put out two previous records.
Yeah. So, and this new one, Mascot, is great record company. Joe Bonamassa's on that record label.
That's correct. Yeah.
So you're in good company.
Yeah. Joe and all of us go way, way back. We've known each other for, we've never met him, but he's great. We dig his stuff. We do have some friends on the label. J.J. Gray and Mofro are on the label, and they're good friends
Another
of ours.
Another Florida band.
That's correct. Some new friends, Blackstone Cherry, they're on the record label as well. Some friends, Simo, J.D. Simo, I don't know if you know them. They're from Nashville, but we've done a little tour with them as well. They're great.
Cool. And you're hitting the road very soon after this, right?
That's correct. We have 30-something dates coming up, and then we'll be home, and then we'll be out again, and then home, and then out again, and then...
That's the nature of the business, huh?
Yes, sir.
Oh, man. Keep you busy, anyways. Well, we're glad you found time to come in with us and hang out. Can you introduce the band today?
Yeah, absolutely. I am Thomas. Over to my left is Chris Bell on the harmonica. And then we got Colin Fye on the keys. We got David Wagner on the bass guitar. We got Ryan Miranda on the drums. And my lovely sister Olivia Nguyen over here singing.
There you go. That's Thomas Nguyen and the Believers. And again, their brand new album is called Wade Waist Deep. And you grew up in a pretty musical family. Is that right? Your dad was a musician, huh?
Yeah. He's a drummer. He played for a few bands back in the day. One of his first bands is We the People. It's kind of a punk band, underground. Really interesting stuff. I really like it. Then Cowboys is more well-known band that he was in. He was the original drummer.
Did you always have music playing around the house?
Oh, yeah. That's, I think, probably what our love for, like, the band and Van Morrison and, you know, Paul Simon and it was...
James Taylor.
Yes, that's my mom.
I don't hear much James Taylor in your music, though.
Maybe come to one of Thomas and my acoustic shows.
The acoustic
shows,
ones? Because yeah. You're really rocking out today. And I read a quote somewhere that while your friends were listening to Green Day, you choose to listen to the band and James Taylor. What attracted you to that music?
That's what we found in our folks' musical library. And, you know, that quote makes it sound like I don't like Green Day or like I don't like the point was that my friends were listening to contemporary music and I was listening to stuff from the past, from the 70s and the 60s. And it's not at all saying that I don't like contemporary music. It's just that wasn't what grabbed me. You know?
Yeah. You're not locked into the 70s music culture.
No.
Not I mean
locked.
The 70s are done, but the music from the 70s is some of the best music to come out. You know?
Well, I think we got some pretty good music here. Why don't you play another song from the new CD?
Told me, oh, whenever you're lonely, if you're quiet enough, you just might hear a voice. I go down to the river, oh, whenever I miss her, I walk right in and drown out all the noise. I will way, way deep in the water. Just slow down, a crazy world and the struggles now. I try my best to set my spirit free. I'm trying to trust the path I'm on, balance all the rights and wrongs. When I'm lost, that river she calls to me. I will wait. Thank you.
The soulful sounds of Thomas Wynn and the Believers. Man, that's a beautiful song. I sound like I was in church. You began singing in church, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So, yes, sir.
Was it difficult to move from the church world to the rock and roll world?
No, my brother and I, we started in the middle school worship band, and then the drummer from that, it was just a trio thing. We started a hardcore band and immediately went into, you know, clubs.
Acacia.
That's right, yeah. Started playing hardcore music, you know, on the weekends.
Thomas had spiky short hair. Did and he screamed.
It's great. I played a Kramer. Yeah. A Kramer through a PV 5150. It's great.
It was good.
It was fun.
So you did play all sorts of music, not just 70s music then.
No. No. Well, there was hardcore music in the 70s.
Now he's sticking to it. He's going back to it.
Now, we love the new album. The thing that caught our attention here is a very soulful sound, you know, that sometimes can be lost in music, you know. You can be a lot of shouting and very loud, but those soulful sounds really strike the heart, man. Some beautiful music.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, you know, there's music for every season, you know. Like, every person isn't just one emotion all the time, you know. So I kind of feel like our music is why I love it so much, is that it's for all of your seasons,
yeah.
You know,
that's
all of
cool.
Your emotions.
I like that.
Now, Olivia, do you write some songs with Thomas as well, or?
No.
We've written one.
We have written one.
We've written one.
Very, you know, I do write some songs, but they're mine.
Yeah. Does he write the songs and then he sort of presents them to you and
add
your flavor?
He'll bring some songs and the band will, I mean, you know, we all kind of arrange together and throw in our ideas, you know. So it is a band thing, but Thomas is the main.
Is this the same band that recorded the new album?
Yes, sir.
How long have you guys been playing together?
Colin's the newest member, and that's three and a half years. Mm-hmm. So as this group, 3.5 years... You know, we've been doing it.
That's a tight-knit group.
Chris, our harmonica player over here, he's been with us like
the longest.
12 years?
No.
Yeah.
Hasn't been a decade yet.
No.
How long has it been?
No, because the Believers, I mean, he used to come out and play with the Wynn Brothers.
Well, I guess he wasn't technically in that band. He just showed up and started playing.
No, but the Believers have been out.
He's a token band member then.
That's what he is.
Like 7.5 or 8, something like that.
I think that
qualifies as being in the band, you know, for that long.
I guess.
You had other bands?
He just started showing up to practice, though.
Really?
No.
He thought he was in. He thought he didn't have to show up.
Yeah.
You had other bands before this one, besides the hardcore band?
Yes. I've had, I guess, 4 bands. Acacia, then a band called Second Place Wynn, and then the Wynn Brothers Band, and then Thomas Wynn and the Believers.
Yep.
Wow. Now, you have been awarded the Best Orlando Rock Band for several years in a row, and that's a pretty major accomplishment because there's a lot of great bands in Orlando.
There are, and we're very thankful. You know, I don't know how or who votes on these things, but it's...
We did just get kicked off first.
We did, yeah. We didn't get first place.
So.
That's okay. You know.
It's not really a competition, though, but
no,
it does seem
not,
like,
you know,
people are responding to your music, and they dig your music.
That's right. That's right.
So that's what it's all about. So we have Thomas Wynn and the Believers all the way from Orlando, Florida in our performance studio. They have just come out with a new CD called Wade Waist Deep. It is a great CD. Go out and get one now. And if they come to a town near you, you got to go see these guys. So if you guys are ready, we would love to hear another song.
Yeah,
we are. Side of me
never see. It's just out of reach, even to me. There's a mountaintop up in fog, it sits high above your heart, and in its shadow war begins. Hey, oh, oh, oh. Hey, oh. Hey, oh.
Another great song from Thomas Wynn and the Believers, and they were shaking the walls here on WFIT. Another heartfelt, hard-hitting song, man. It sounds great.
Yeah, we kind of eased into it, though.
Yeah. Yeah, you wouldn't want to bust all the radio speakers like right now, you know.
That's
let them warm up
one.
A little bit. Yeah. So Olivia, you do... You have a day job, right?
I do.
That you do that keep busy?
I have two day jobs. I manage a juice bar, Roots Raw Juice in Sanford.
We give them a shout out for sure.
and then I clean houses, yeah.
And then you go on tour and you do things like this, hang out at radio stations and play good music?
Yeah, I'm always at radio stations, just like sitting in sound booths and
Oh really? You want another job?
Yeah. If you were closer. Yeah, no, it's been great because well, I have very real jobs, so it's humbling. It's
right.
Good, you know. I never get too lofty with with how I think.
So with these guys, they're kind of all around music. Is Thomas like always thinking about music all the time and
probably.
Songs in his head?
I feel like there's always just music notes in his head.
He's shaking his head over there, so he's denying
That's what I imagine is going on in his head, though. And I'm just thinking about, like we talked about earlier, antiques and
Yeah.
Things like that.
And it's good to take a break from music and, you know, kind of sit back and see the world.
I'm often thinking, I sure hope I can write another song.
Thankfully, he has journals of old ones that we can go back into.
Well, that's the thing about your music is there's a wide variety of sounds in here. It's like not I don't hear one particular style or one particular, you know, genre of music. It's just really powerful, heartfelt music, and that's what makes it so rewarding.
Awesome. Thank you. Yeah, and, for the longest time, labels would say, we don't know what to do with you. You're not one style of music. If you would just play these songs or just play those songs, and we'd say, no.
I think that is the right answer. You know, which leads me to other things in that, you know, radio sometimes is kind of closed-minded and record labels can be kind of closed-minded, but yet you're still doing it your own way. And even if you don't have a record company, you're still going to do it your own way.
It's true. I mean...
The label, they... suggested a couple songs for us to record that were ours, but we hadn't really explored full band. So they did push us to kind of get out of our comfort zone a little bit, just like that last one was something Thomas wrote with one of his friends, Dave Plakin. And it was more of, you know, really kind of trancy, you know, electronic kind of thing, you know, really cool. And we hadn't thought of that as an option. You know, so it's been cool because they want us to be ourselves, but also pushing us to kind of get out of our comfort zone a little bit. And it's worked so far.
I mean, I think we play those songs pretty well now. I think we play them, that one and Man Out of Time. I think we play them better than the demos, you know, which is awesome.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah. And it's always a work in progress, I suppose. You start to learn.
Refinement.
There you go. Well, let's hear another refined song here. We're listening to Thomas Wynn and the Believers. They have just released a new CD. And what song do you have for us this time?
Yeah, this one's called My Eyes Won't Be Open. We live to be remembered, at least by our children, and teach them the behavior they can pass down to theirs. Some are busy dying and choose to be born. May the scales be in favor of what we've mended over torn. My eyes won't be open when I die, satisfied with what I leave behind. Dark arms open wide to meet the other side. My eyes won't be open when I die. My eyes won't be open when I die.
That's Thomas Wynn and the Believers on WFIT 89.5 FM. Another track from their new CD called Wade Waist Deep. Thomas, can you introduce the band one last time?
Absolutely. We have my sister Olivia Wynn over here singing. We have Chris Bell on the harmonica and the acoustic guitar. Colin Fye on the keys, the Hammond, the Rhodes, and the piano. David Wagner plays the bass.
Slapping
bass. And Ryan Miranda's playing drums.
And they are known as Thomas Wynn and the Believers. And congratulations on your fourth wedding anniversary as well
thank
today.
Thank you so very much. Thank you. Hey, this is Thomas Wynn from Thomas Wynn and the Believers. Thanks for listening to us on WFIT 89.5.